to earn a salvation or a penance, if you will, for his sins. But when Martin Luther read Romans chapter 1, verse 17, that quotes a passage from the Old Testament that says, "The just shall live by faith," it was like lightning struck his soul, he said. He realized that righteousness wasn't earned, but that it is received by faith. And that truth shattered centuries of religious bondage and began a movement that shook the world. That same gospel that set Luther free can free you today. It can set you free from guilt, from striving, from fear. And when you rest in God's grace, here's what you begin to understand and you begin to realize. You stop trying to perform for his acceptance and you start living from the acceptance that he's already accepted you with. How could he possibly love you anymore? There's nothing you could do to get God to love you anymore than he's already loved you. He demonstrated his love for you when he sent his son to die on the cross and to be resurrected from the grave. So live in that truth and in that power. That's the power of the book of Romans. It changes how you see God. It changes how you see yourself, and it changes the world around you. I want to encourage you, begin reading the book of Romans as we go through this series. It will change your life, whether you're lost or whether you're a believer. The book of Romans and the gospel truly is the book that changed the world, and it can change you too. It reveals a Savior who understands your humanity, and overcomes your sin. It proclaims a gospel that's not of works, but of grace. It offers peace where there was guilt, and purpose where there was confusion, and life where there once was death. Maybe today you need that change. You've tried to be good, but you've never surrendered to the one who died for you. Understand this, today can be that moment for you. Or maybe you're here as a believer who's lost the wonder of grace. I want to encourage you to come back to it. Let the truth of this wonderful book of Romans rekindle your heart and refocus your life. Make that a commitment, at least for the next couple of months, to read through the book of Romans. I promise you, if you do it for a couple of months, you're going to read it more, want to read it more than that. It's a wonderful blessing to our lives. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Thank you for the gospel that changes everything. Lord, it changed Paul's life. It's changed so many others throughout the centuries who by faith have trusted in Jesus as their Lord and their Savior. Heavenly Father, thank you for the good news of the gospel. Thank you for the good news that you loved us enough in our sin to send your Son to save us. Lord, thank you for all of those promises in the Old Testament that you fulfilled. Thank you for sending your Son to save us from our sins and for raising him from the dead with power, showing, Lord, that there is that day that is coming for us as believers, that we too will be resurrected to be with you in heaven forever. Thank you, Lord, for this letter of the book of Romans that has changed so many lives for generations. Lord, help us to trust you in the times of waiting. Help us, Lord, to recognize your hand in the ordinary experiences of life. Lord, help us as believers to live in the victory of the resurrection. Lord, this world has no power over us. Lord, may our lives declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. Help us, Lord, to live like Paul did, to live surrendered, to live grateful, to live fully devoted to you. And may your truth not only inform us, give us understanding and knowledge and wisdom, but Lord, may it transform us in our hearts, in our lives, in our minds. We ask these things. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. As we stand, as we sing our hymn of invitation, "Just As I Am," maybe the Lord's spoken to your heart to come this morning. Will you come as the Lord lays upon your heart? Brother Mike, come and lead us as we sing our hymn of invitation.
Just as I am with thou one me, but
be seated for just a moment. Brother Jason's going to come and share our announcements real quick, and then we'll dismiss.
Don't forget, deacons, there's a meeting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. October is Pastor Appreciation Month, so there'll be a box outside the pastor's office. If you want to leave a note, gift cards, we just ask that you put them in envelopes before putting them in that box. Do not put your trunk or treat candy in the pastor's box. Just keep in prayer those families that are traveling back from fall break. Keep Matt and his family in your prayers. They're out sick today. Amy Jackson was admitted to Harton yesterday. Ben Murray is home recovering from back surgery, and Tommy Griffin will be home Thursday. So keep all those families in your prayers. Let's dismiss in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you've given us. Thank you for those that are here and those that are home watching. We ask you to keep these individuals in your watch. Keep them in your comfort and know that you're the ultimate healer. Keep those families in your prayers as well. Know that you are the ultimate healer and only you are in control. We ask for forgiveness and where we failed you. We do all these things in your name. Amen.